Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours. All right. Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. It is March the 7th, 2023. Beautiful day here on the East Coast. A little overcast, but looks awesome. A little chilly, but looks awesome. A little quiet. Feels awesome. It's all in the perspective of the mind, right? It's a great day. It's going to be a great day. It is Tuesday, back to work. I'm pretty grateful for that. I have come through a three-week period of really... the last few weeks have been a bit rough. And I'm probably... It's probably clear through this podcast. I try to not sound, you know, desperate or stressed out. But the reality is it's been a rough three weeks. And there's no real reason why. It's just the way it is. Some days are just better than others, right? Some days are worse. All that I know, all that I've learned, all that I've experienced, and I can still get caught up in that kind of shit. But the cool thing is that you sort of come out on the other side, and you're like, all right, okay, that's real. That stuff is real. You know, because it's all fear. It's all fear-based stuff. And, you know, if I'm going to try to figure out what my fear is, I guess just... I don't even know, right? I mean, it's not like I'm doing nothing and making free money. It's not like I'm not working. You know, it's not like the fear is, you know, what's the worst that's going to happen? I have to get a job. I have a job. So it's not that. I don't know. You know, I've shared before, financial insecurity is still a thing. You know, it creates worry and fear, and it's real. I've shared about it, and I feel like I'm coming on the other side. It is what it is. This week is busy. The funny thing is, it's just always busy. It's not like, you know, we maybe had a few clients. We got slow a little bit, but it's all upstairs. It's all between the ears, and but we've worked through it. So today, you know, I went to the meeting. I went to a meeting last night. It was on the seventh step, my favorite step, personally. Which is humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. You know, I shared in the meeting last night, one of the things that, you know, when I first came to the program and I heard words like humility, right? I'm like, oh shit. Because all my life I'd heard, you know, humiliated, humiliation, but not humility. And I sort of put them all together as kind of bad. Like, oh, humility must be bad because humiliated and humiliation are terrible, right? And what I learned later on is they're not bad, right? They're bad for self-centered people like myself. You know, I said yesterday in the meeting, I said, you know, we got humility, right? To me, which is doing the opposite of what self wants to do. Right, because self is the problem, and listening to self, following self has gotten me here. Anything other than listening to self, to me, is humility, which is the beginning of a relationship with the higher power. In my mind, for me, not for anybody else. I'm not telling anybody anything. I'm just saying for me. In my mind, anything I do opposite of what I want to do is humility. Right, you know, I don't want to go to a meeting. I go to the meeting. That's the humble move, you know, because self is a self-centered asshole, right? And, you know, that's what got us in this position. And then we have humiliated, right? Humiliated, which has happened to me a few times. I always feel like it's when somebody points out my character defects to me, you know, and you can hear lots of examples of it. I remember, you know, early on, you know, when I called my buddy Scott a chatty Cathy, and he told me to my face that that hurt his feelings, and I felt about an inch tall. I was humiliated. You know, someone had called me out on my character defects, and one of them being self-centered, right? Or saying things that are hurtful. Didn't mean to hurt his feelings. It wasn't intentional. But I also probably, you know, I was coming out of a life where I hurt a lot of people's feelings and didn't really give a shit. I'd always say, oh, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Yeah, well, think before you open your mouth, Tom. Now, that's humiliated. And then you got humiliation, right? Humiliation. Humiliation to me is that moment when I got my ass kicked in that bar and ego, devastation, complete humiliation. It's that moment where we find that little, like Anthony Kiedis said in that Joe Rogan podcast, it's when the window opens up a little bit and you hope that you can just sort of jump through. Great song. But yeah, that to me is, you know, I think the first thing for me was trying to understand what the hell the words even mean, right? Because I've always identified as a self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility, which means all I think about, I'm a me guy and I am deficient in God. You know, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. This is my buddy Matt, man. I love that guy. I miss that guy. He was so good at sharing things with me that allowed me to think, right? Allowed me, because I'm very interested in me. Not as much as like a me guy, but what makes me me, right? What is it that I get caught up in? What is it that I'm trying to do? What is my fear, right? And Matt used to say, this is the step where we stop stealing the Wawa sugar packets. And I was like, shit, I get that. I'm like, wait a minute, that's stealing, right? You know, I shared in the meeting last night that, you know, I wasn't much of a thief. I didn't steal. I wasn't a robber, right? I wasn't a burglar. I wasn't a shoplifter. I have shoplifted. I have stolen. But it wasn't really my thing. It's sort of like tequila. Like, I drink vodka. Worst come to worst, I'd have some tequila, but most of the time, I just drink vodka and beer. Same thing with my character defects, right? I wasn't much of a thief. But I did steal time, right? I did steal peace of mind. I did steal happiness. So I was a thief. But, you know, when you get to the step, when you're coming out of that sixth and seventh step, you know, you're trying to figure out what character are we, right? And if I was going to draw myself in a cartoon, I wouldn't be Sticky Fingers, right? I don't know what a good character cartoon would look like for a thief, but maybe like some Sticky Fingers, right? You know, or something like that. What would be obvious to this character's, what is the main thing behind this character's defects, right? And, you know, mine would have probably, you know, I was self-centered and I chose to do drugs. So, you know, I was back in those days, I was doing a lot of speed. So maybe I'd have been a skinny cartoon, right? Long hair, stay up all night. You know, I stayed up all night. So maybe a headlamp, right? Some, I don't know. Whatever it is. But the point is that, you know, when I came into the program and I started to work on my character defects, stealing wasn't really a big one. It was some other things, but I look at it and what he had told me with that statement was, is like, you know, you can stop stealing, but are you completely stopping, right? Is this, are there still things in my life that are still sort of like stealing, but maybe in my mind don't feel like it? And this is one of those examples. You know, it's time to stop stealing the Wawa sugar packets. And what he's saying is, you know, when you go in and put sugar in your coffee, and then I would put three or four, especially like equal, right? Like I usually had sugar, but like if I needed some equals or some sweet and low, right? You can grab four or five, throw them in your pocket, throw them in my sugar jar, right, when I got home. It wasn't a huge master plan, but it definitely was something that happened. And when he said that, I was like, oh. He goes, because those are not for stealing, or those are not for taking home. Those are for, you know, dressing up your coffee or whatever it is you're having at while you're there, and then leaving the rest for the next people. I don't know. It was just a real... It was a real, it allowed me to really start to understand what the fuck he was talking about. You know, I like to share the story of how, and I've shared it on this podcast several times, but I'm going to share it again because it was important for me, to start to understand what I was going through. But I remember he would call and he'd say, "Hey man, come, why don't you come by and pick me up? We'll go to a meeting." I go, "All right." So I would go over to his house. I would drive over. I'd have, you know, one hand on the wheel, right? Slouched down in the chair. Maybe no seatbelt. Maybe no seatbelt. I don't know. Got the music rocking, right? Cruising over, probably going a little fast. You know, get over to his house, pull in the driveway. I'd set up in the seat, you know, get my seatbelt on. 10 and 2, turn the music down. You know, look at me. I'm living the correct life. And Matt would get in the car. "Hey, man, what's up?" "Hey, buddy." Go to a meeting, right? And, you know, we'd come home. I'd drop Matt off. As soon as he shut that door, I'd slouch down back in my seat, right? One hand on the wheel, music back up, unbuckle the seatbelt. Because I hadn't quite, I was like 80%. I could do things about 80%, but it took something important in my life for me to push to that other 20%, you know, whether it was like to impress my parents, to try to get a job, to try to, you know, get off some probation from DUI. I don't know, whatever it is I'm trying to do with good behavior. But the fact is that left alone, not trying to impress anybody, I would fall short, right? Humbly ask him to remove our shortcomings. I would fall short. And that to me is what shortcomings are, is when you've worked on a character, when I have worked on a character defect, almost got it, right? Almost gotten it. It is, it's tough. And that's when I started to understand what it was like to kind of live under, you know, for a long time, Matt was my higher power, you know, I'm sure that's not good. But I liked Matt, right? I liked what Matt did. I liked what Matt said. I liked how Matt interacted with people. I loved how people respected Matt. And so in turn, I just wanted to impress him. I wanted to be part of a circle. This, I'm sure, was serving self and somehow, right? Because it's all one big connected, twisted puzzle, right? I'm trying to impress Matt by better behavior, looking sober, but inside a couple layers underneath, and really what I'm doing is I'm serving myself. I want Matt to like me because I want people to know that I'm associated with Matt, and you know, so it's twisted. It gets really twisted. You're making 100 steps in the right direction, but you got to make sure that there isn't, you know, 5 or 6 steps backwards, right? Falling short. I had to learn how to drive my car 10 and 2 up in the seat, seatbelt on, music down when Matt wasn't around. And that's, I think, that higher power, that relationship with God. Right? I've never met God, right? I don't know. Does God have some restaurants, right? Is God high in the community? Is people going to think of me different if I'm associated with God? Because that's how it was being friends with Matt. You know, oh, you're friends with Matt? Nice. Cool. I've never met him, right? It's all trying to be unique, right? It's all just unique. How we dress, what cars we drive, how our hair is, the color of our hair. It's all, you know, you look at these people on TikTok and YouTube, they're all just being unique, right? I'm into these reels. That's where my life has gone. I'm watching these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 second reels. But it's a ton of creative people doing creative stuff. They have a platform, and they're all trying to be unique. And that's sort of how we are in the world. You know, it's who we're friends with, the cars we drive, the clothes we wear. You know, as soon as we put on something with a certain logo, immediately people are going to form an opinion of us. I don't even have to open my mouth, right? Oh, I remember Supreme, right? Supremo or Supreme came out. It was super expensive. I love the idea. Make something that looks pretty shitty. Actually, I shouldn't say that. Make something that looks pretty simple, right? It's really just the logo and the name, and charge a ton of money for it. And people fucking eat that shit up. Oh, it's expensive, and it really doesn't look like much? Give it to me, right? All trying to be unique. And so that's how a lot of relationships are, and that's how my relationship with Matt was. He was my sponsor, but there was a reason I picked him. It wasn't just because he wore flip-flops, right? He, you know, had a style, he had a swagger about him, and a simpleness, but very complicated. Complicated and simple. And but the point of all that is this real transition of you know, am I in this to impress Matt, or am I in this for the long haul? You know, I went to the meeting last night. There was a guy who was new, and he shared that he went out a few days ago, and then he's back, and he was pissed. He was really fucking pissed. He's like, and he goes, I don't know why the fuck somebody would sit in this meeting and tell the group that they are grateful that they're an alcoholic. I fucking hate this, is what he said. He goes, this is fucking bullshit. He goes, I don't understand why I have to call this guy every day. I guess he was hinting to a relationship with a sponsor. He goes, there's a fucking thousand things I'd rather be doing right now than being right here. And I got it, right? I get it. It is annoying. It's annoying. It's frustrating. But you know, a couple things. And then he goes, you know, I just needed to say that, and that's all I got. And I was like, everybody's like, hey, man, thanks for sharing, right? One of the things Matt used to always tell me is like, if you got an issue, say it out loud, right? Say it out loud. It cuts that shit in half. The power of it, right? The power of it. It will. You know, like if you're carrying around a bunch of anxiety and worry and fear, and you find someone, you could say it out loud to another person, it will cut that in half. And I went up to him after the meeting, and I was like, hey, man, you know, hang in there, brother. Hang in there. He's like, I will. I'm good. And I go, I think I might have been the guy that said that I was grateful that I was an alcoholic. He's like, I don't understand why you could say that. And I get that. It is hard to understand how a person like me could say that I'm grateful that I'm an alcoholic. But honestly, you know, I think, you know, I said this a few podcasts ago, but we don't get a lot of opportunities to find this peaceful life. Right? We don't get a lot of opportunities where we actually have to address self and humility. You can't have too much. I mean, I guess you could. You could be too humble. I always say you have, like, you know, drug dealing, you know, I don't know. I don't want to upset anybody. But you got, you know, that extreme to the left. And then, you know, you have, like, these monks that live in chapels on the top of mountains. And all they do is they just have a relationship with God, right? The ultimate humility. They want nothing. They do nothing. They just, you know, chant and pray to God. And then you got all the way on the other side, the partier, the guy that has a ton of fun, me, right? And trying to figure out how to find a balance that works for you in your life, right? I couldn't be a monk on a mountain. I couldn't. I don't know. I also didn't think I could be a sober guy owning a hair salon, right? There was a time in my life I had zero prospects for myself. I thought I would be, I didn't know what I was going to be, but it wasn't going to be this, right? But trying to figure out a balance, and you know, it talks about it in that seventh step. I wanted to read this if I can, because I thought it was really great, because I believe it. Let me see. It's right. Step seven. I'm not going to be able to find it. I bet you. Well, I could probably find it. I just don't want to waste a lot of time. Yeah. But basically what it says is you can't be both, right? You know, I shared in a podcast, I think the other day, that the day that I picked up that drink is the day that I became a character, right? You can't be a character and have humility, right? Because lack of humility turns us into the character. When humility comes back into our life, when we find humility, we become less of a character and we start building character again. So you can't be both. But you have to try to figure out, because they're both, I think, going to exist. You know, someone said the other day, the devil is out of me. The demon is gone. Yeah, I don't believe that. The demon for me is still there. He's there every day, always chatting, always testing structural, you know, things, making sure we're holding in there, always looking for that one moment to jump in when I'm at my weakest. But trying to figure out that balance. And, you know, this is... You know, a person that steals, a person that argues, they're all like their characters, right? Because that's a self-centered move. Who has to argue about something other than someone that just has to be right, right? And that is a self-centered person. So you can't be humble and a character. You can't do them both. So that's why, you know, identifying the character defects that we do have, working on trying to fix them, and then asking God... Right, to help me with the last 20% or something like that. You know, and that's like how Matt was. But Matt's gone, right? I have to try to do this with my higher power. Some days I do all right. Some days I'm not great at it, right? You know, I just came out of 3 weeks of a lot of self-centered pity party. That is not a fucking good program, people. That's old behavior. And I've analyzed it, and I thought about it, and I thought about it, and I just don't know how to go through that any differently than I did. Which is just saying that some days just suck. Some days just suck. And I felt that was the way that the guy was feeling last night when he shared, this is a bunch of bullshit, I hate it. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm the one that said that. And he goes, how can you say that? And I go, I love being sober. Right, I just love it. I love to fucking be sober, and I love to be a father, and I love to be a husband, and I love to be an employee, and I love to be an employer, and I love that the worst thing that happens is I go through 3 weeks like I just did with me basically just not getting what I want. And there's still, for me, no way to fucking go through that other than just grinding and boohooing, right? It's at that point, though, you just have to make sure that all of a sudden, voices don't start showing up saying, hey, maybe this can be fixed with drinking. Because it cannot. It cannot. It can't. Yeah. Just, you know. And the other thing that I thought was interesting is, you know, and I've shared this before, but, you know, when I was talking to that guy last night, I felt like I was talking to the devil, a demon, right? Who needs this? I hate this. I'd rather be... There's 1,000 things I would rather be doing than be at this fucking meeting. I'm like, oh, we got a live one, right? We got a live one. We got about to hit him with some holy water, which I would never do. But it is like that, right? And that's what these steps do, and they start to fucking extract that fucking demon out of us. And that demon doesn't like to get extracted or kicked out. It is bad tenant, right? They will go through everything they can go through before they finally have to surrender. And the beast comes out. But he was, you know, I can imagine if this guy had 3 years sobriety, I would be absolutely talking to a completely different kind of guy. Right? But he was pissed. I hate doing this. 1,000 things I'd rather be doing. I was like, I hear you, man. I get you. Me too. Right? But I've given up. I gave up on the idea. This is it. This is the best it gets for me. And I love it. let's see. All right. Let's see if we can do a little reading and then I will leave you guys alone. Yeah. I hope everyone's having, you know, is doing all right. You know, hanging in there. Does this step work in your life? Do you appreciate it? March 7th. The key is willingness. Here we go. Once we have placed the key of willingness in the lock and have the door ever so slightly open, we find that we can always open it some more. 12 steps and 12 traditions. The willingness to give up my pride and self-will to a power greater than myself has proved to be the only ingredient absolutely necessary to solve all my problems today. Even the smallest amount of willingness, if sincere, is sufficient to allow God to enter and take control of any problem, pain, or obsession. My level of comfort is in direct relations to the degree of willingness I possess at any given moment. Oh, wait a minute. Let me read that again. This whole writing stuff is crazy. Degree of willingness I possess at any given moment to give up my self-will and allows God's will to be manifested in my life with the key of willingness. My worries and fears are powerfully transformed into serenity. Yes, it's very true. You know, what do they say? Your happiness is based on your spiritual connection or something. There is a phrase for that. The willingness to give up my pride and self-will to a power greater than myself has provided to be the only ingredient absolutely necessary to solve all of my problems today. That's right. That is absolutely right. Surrender, willingness, it's all humility, right? If you have willingness, you have serenity. I mean, if you have willingness, you have humility. If you don't have willingness, you do not have humility. That's no willingness, self-centered. Willingness, humble. It's amazing. It's amazing how that works. I, you know, the seventh step to me is a real game changer. It is about, you know, and it's also like, you know, I shared a while back, you know, I remember, you know, what kind of self-centered person I was. You know, I would go to the grocery store and I would leave the cart. I was a guy that would leave the cart between the cars. Why the fuck should I take the goddamn cart back? I'm busy, right? I am self. Self, me, what's important. Walking any extra distances is not promoting self. It is only promoting, you know, something else. So I'm just like, hey, I'm leaving the cart here. And then when I got sober, I started to understand what a self-centered person I was and what self-centered people do, right? Who leaves a cart between the fucking cars? A character does, right? If I'm going to draw that cartoon, I could see myself, you know, skinny. And, you know, maybe if it's just a one cell capture of the cartoon, it'd be me walking away from a cart between two cars, right? That would be how I could see as that as a character defect. Because it's hard to show that you're self-centered, right? It's hard to draw a picture of self-centered. It's what self-centered does. And so I remember, you know, I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, I remember the real revelation that I was a self-centered asshole. And I was like, oh, my God. And then I started, so what do you do? What did I do? I stopped leaving the cart between the cars, and I started to walk the cart all the way back to the store, right? I'm back, baby. I'm humble, and self-centered Tom is gone. But I didn't realize that I was trying to see if anybody was noticing. Even in the act of trying to do the right thing, I can do the wrong thing. And it is, it's a tricky little path to take. But hey, anyway, I hope everyone's having a great day. Seventh step, check it out. Find some humility, surrender, willingness. It helps. Have a great day. Bye. I found out.